I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte deux fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to the podcast now for the final sentence of the week. And what we're looking at now is something a little bit different. It's business news, okay? So I'll read the sentence as always. I'll read it a couple of times. I'll explain some of the points in it, give you some pronunciation, and if you have any issues, well, you'll get the details to contact me at the end of the podcast. Okay, so here's the first reading. In a genuine attempt at establishing a time out for common sense to prevail, we have lifted the threat of the strike on the 27th of September. So this is a business issue. It's to do with British Airways, where the pilots had taken strike action. The strike had been called for the 27th of September. British Airways themselves had taken precautions and had cancelled a number of flights. But now, through the trade union, they have announced that they have called off the strike action. So it leaves people in a little bit of a mess. The flights that were cancelled, will they be reinstated? And what is the situation? So here we've got some nice use of language. In a genuine attempt, at establishing. So that use of the preposition at establishing a timeout. It's a good noun here, a timeout, meaning take time to discuss something. A timeout for common sense to prevail. For common sense to be the order of the day, for common sense to take over. And obviously in lots of these disputes between trade unions and employers, there is no common sense prevailing. They start fighting and shouting and arguing with each other. So a time out for common sense to prevail. We, so that the British pilots, we have lifted the threat. So they have removed or taken away the threat of the strike, okay? Strike meaning to refuse to fly and to go out on a picket line walking around the airport. And the strike was originally organized for the 27th of September. So in a genuine attempt at establishing a timeout for common sense to prevail, we have lifted the threat of the strike on the 27th of September. So some nice words there, some nice language, as I said, in a genuine attempt. So genuine as an adjective, genuine meaning a real attempt, genuine meaning honest attempt. They really mean it. They want dialogue to be undertaken. So in a genuine attempt at establishing, so to establish, to set up a timeout, a period of reflection, a period to discuss. So as we said before, common sense to prevail. We have lifted the threat of the strike on the 27th of September. So let's look at some pronunciation. Genuine. Genuine. You try it. Genuine. Good. Establishing. Establishing. That establishing. Good. Prevail, to prevail, P-R-E-V-A-I-L, prevail, prevail. You try it, prevail. Good. We have lifted. You got that id sound at the end, lifted. L-I-F-T-E-D, lifted. The threat, and that's that T-H sound again, the threat of the strike, on the 27th, again, those T-H sounds, the 27th. Now, it's written in numeric 27 with a little T-H, but we pronounce it 27th of September. Okay, one more reading. In a genuine attempt at establishing a time out for common sense to prevail, we have lifted the threat of the strike on the 27th of September. Well, hopefully anybody flying on those days, the flights, if they have been cancelled or reinstated, or they're lucky that they're going to get away. Okay, so that's all for this week. Again, thanks very much for joining me and listening. And you can get in touch with me, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and look out for the direction to the Easy Peasy English Club. You've got lots and lots of material, pre-recorded lessons. We're now up to number 9, soon to be number 10 over the next weekend. So lots of material there, lots of help to improve your English grammar, pronunciation, and all other sorts of aspects. It's only €25 per annum. Yeah, €25 per annum for all of that free material. Okay, take a look and make sure you join me again next week. Thanks.